My next guest has made something extremely beautiful and simple that has such a deep body of work behind it. But it is really about finding the greatest love in your life. And I'm not talking necessarily about a relationship. It could be any, it has no conditions. It could be the love of a mother for her child. It could be the love for a parent, a partner. Whatever it is all bottom line about love. Joining me next is Master Francisco Quintero, and he is a certified master teacher who's trained by the wonderful, renowned spiritual teacher and humanitarian Master Zingeng Shaw. And Master Zingeng Shaw talks about divine joy and how to... Master Francisco has a book out called Divine Joy and How to Find Joy in a Daily Life. And he is here to talk about this beautiful, beautiful book called Greatest Love. It is a very simple 30-day kind of small workbook that you can keep with you in your purse, in your pocket, in your car, in your desk, by your bedside, that is packed with beautiful gems of wisdom about practical techniques to use any time to find a life of love and happiness. Welcome to the show, Master Francisco. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Absolutely. So I have, I was talking a little bit about this beautiful little book called Greatest Love, but it comes from such a wide body of teaching. Can you tell us what's behind this book and what it really truly means, greatest love? What does that mean?
Great. Thank you, Lisa. You know, humanity right now is at a very important time where we need this message of love. And here, greatest love, as you mentioned, it doesn't represent like relationship, but it represents unconditional love. Unconditional love for ourselves, for our family, our friends, for our physical bodies, emotional bodies, Mother Earth, for humanity. So it has a higher representation here, and love melts all blockages. And really, this body of work actually encompasses, Dr. and Master Zingeng Shaw has, I would say, his whole life, all of his teachings. If we were to bring them down into a small little book, this book has it all. It has the essence of his teachings, where you apply the greatest love to be able to heal, to transform any aspect of your life that you are struggling with. I personally love this little book, as you mentioned, and it has a lot of practical techniques that you could use.
It's wonderful. I mean, it is. It's also something that you can give as a gift to just anyone who's going through anything in life, grief, creation, anything. But I have to ask you in a real, real way, when we have so many things that are going on in our world where there's people that are doing horrible things to other people, and there's shootings, and there's killings, and there's people just doing unconscionable things out there in the world, how do you get to a place of love when you feel such desperation and hopelessness when things like this happen? How do you go right to that place of the greatest love?
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what's happening right now on Mother Earth. Is so much things are happening. And where it truly begins is with yourself. We first need to develop the quality of our love so that we can embrace all of the struggles, so that we can, help someone who's going through pain and feel their pain, and also but help them, offer them compassion so that they can then heal or transform their lives. And when we do this, when we, work on ourselves and transform the quality of our love that we give out, because many of us, we give love in a big way to some people, but not so much to others. So that quality of love needs to grow within us so that we can love all, including those who, you know, where there's disasters or a lot of challenges around the earth. Because what will happen is, as we transform, as we radiate this quality within us, outside of us, our communities will start to change. Our cities will start to change. Then we create a greater mass transformation where these struggles on Mother Earth can, you know, lessen or become dissipate. So it's really working with ourselves. And this book has a lot of practical techniques, as you said, grief, sadness, physical pain, you know, opening our hearts. And, you know, Master Shah has personally blessed this little book to do your practices of 30 minutes a day.
Ah, and let's talk about daily practice. What type of daily practice can someone do in order to incorporate or feel the effects of this greatest love, which is the word for it is Da Ai, yes?
Yes, and that's in Mandarin Chinese. Lisa, have you got a copy of the book?
I don't. No, I was going to order some today.
Oh, we got to get you a copy.
I can order them online. They're available on Amazon, right?
Great. Well, you know, I've been telling everybody, the most important thing is that in the practice, Master Shah has created a special calligraphy of the greatest love. And he calls it Da Ai, which represents greatest love in Mandarin Chinese. And on page 52 of the book, there's a beautiful calligraphy that Master Shah has transmitted, or, you know, special
blessing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that helped to transform yourself very quickly. So when you do your practice, you're actually tracing and connecting with this calligraphy. And you also chant out loud the greatest love, or you could also chant in Mandarin Chinese, Da Ai. And as you're doing that, you're vibrating the cells of the body, and you're doing this for 10 minutes at a time. And Master Shah gives a beautiful invocation there that you could follow. So as you do this, you're changing the message. Any negative message within your soul, heart, mind, and body is transformed slowly over time to a positive message. And we all need more love in our life.
Well, I love this because sometimes when you are that stuck and you don't know how to get out of it, this type of practice is very helpful because it, of course, is steeped in an ancient tradition that's thousands of years old. And it is blessed by a Chinese master who has countless years of experience in this. But it really starts to change the thought patterns, the cellular structure even. When you do a chanting practice like this, there's mantras that have a lot of research behind them about why and how they work. And it gets you out of your current thought pattern and starts to shift and change almost subconsciously into a new thought pattern. In this case, it's to that wonderful way of just greatest love. It chunks you up to the highest possible way of thinking, and it gets rid of lower vibrational negative ways of thinking. Then you can start to make clearer decisions, change the way you feel about something, not maybe be so harsh or judgmental on a certain experience, find new solutions on how to handle something. And it, who knows, there's magic here. You could even loosen a situation and create miracles. I mean, it's possible, but it's only possible in this space of love. It's true. It is true. It's hard to get to, though, from 0 to 100. You know, when you're in that place of really being stuck and you just say, okay, go right to greatest love. It doesn't work.
It takes time, like you mentioned. You know, so sometimes you could enter that space very quickly, and sometimes having a hard day may take a little longer. Over a long period of time, it's easier. And you could really go deeper into that space of love, which, you know, it's a good space. It's the one that feels good in the body.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Master Shah, and I've missed him. I haven't spoken with him for a long time, but I know he's dedicated his entire life to teaching about the greatest love and removing all blockages. Now, there is a profound body of work that you have helped facilitate in those teachings. When What does it mean to remove blockages?
Thank you. In this case, what is represented by removing blockages are the blockages of the soul, blockages of the heart, the mind, the body. So blockages of the soul are spiritual blockages. They're negative messages or, you know, karma. Those are negative actions. We have a good karma also, but we're transforming any of the negative karma, the negative messages, or negative memories. You know, many of us have trauma from childhood, and our soul still holds on to those negative imprints. So we're transforming those spiritual blockages. Heart blockages are like jealousy, competition, you know, all those things that could block us. And mind blockages would be like negative mindsets or beliefs, you know, our belief system. You know, some of us have different belief systems that sometimes they could block our relationships or finances. Body blockages are energy, you know, energy that flows within our body, like the energy meridians. So when you do these practices, you're actually transforming and removing all those different types of blockages that are preventing you from really living an authentic life with a fully open heart that radiates love. You know, and then at that point, if you reached it, you will feel love not only for yourself, but for many, many people. And that's a special thing.
Now, in the book, you talk about the 10 greatest qualities. What are those qualities, or some of them, and the qualities of greatest love?
Yeah, so these are qualities. They're like universal qualities. So some of them are, and you know, I believe everybody would connect with these, is love. Greatest forgiveness, you know, greatest compassion, greatest light, greatest gratitude, greatest flourishing. You know, we all need more flourishing in our life. Greatest service, greatest enlightenment are, you know, some examples of these greatest qualities that Master Shah received, that when you embrace and you develop these qualities, your whole life can change.
Beautiful
quality.
And I've also learned that unless you get to the forgiveness and compassion pieces, it's hard to move to the next level, because you do need to forgive and have compassion in order to create the flourishing in your life. That is very true.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's why the first of the greatest qualities is love, and the second one is forgiveness. So those are like the two golden keys for the rest.
Keys, right, to unlock the rest. I was just writing the word compassion, and I love this, but I looked at the word compass within that word, and it's compassion is a great guide. It's a great direction to go in, because it leads you towards love. It really is a guide, compassion is, and I love the word compass within it.
Wow, beautiful.
I know. I was just looking at that, and it really serves as that. And you do have to unlock those two keys first to get to the flourishing, and to even really be able to create anything, enlightenment, gratitude. And I know it's challenging sometimes, because there are wrong things happening. And sometimes we can, and sometimes we can't control them. But what we can control is our ability to experience love.
Correct. And, you know, and forgive ourselves when we have difficulties as well. And it will transform over time.
What about love for those who have, you know, have passed away that we're still harboring resentment and anger towards? Does that also create blockages in our world?
It does, because they're like, there's still that emotion, that memory. It's a negative memory. It's still within our bodies. So it can affect our level of health, our happiness, or even our health. So these practices that you find in this great new book, Greatest Love, will actually help to transform those negative memories or pain from those who have transitioned, where, you know, we have still some grudges or negative feelings towards And that's where, in the practice, the greatest love, you'll be guided to do forgiveness. So really, you're applying already greatest love and greatest forgiveness in this new book. Because it's the forgiveness that will bring the peace back into your heart, you know, for all of these people who you've had some negative encounters.
So the name of the book is called Greatest Love, and it is a 30 minutes a day program in 30 days that you can do that creates a daily practice for you to remember who you are and connect again with your soul and the divine and combine that connection to then find that love in your body, in your soul, in your life, which then melts all blockages, which is one of Master Shaw's wonderful quotes. And I've heard him say so many times and sing about that greatest love melts all blockages. It takes practice, like anything, and it's the daily practice. And I love the fact that you've taken this huge body of work that Master Shaw has done and that you have taught for so long and brought it into something that's user-friendly and simple. There's something to be said about the ease of this.
Yeah, it's very actually, Master Shaw has a teaching behind that too. He says, the most powerful healing is actually the most simplest. It's our minds that sometimes want something complicated.
Right. We want 10-step processes and a lot. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, I so appreciate the fact that you've brought this to us in such a condensed way. There is a much deeper body of work behind it, but this brings in the aspects from that body of work that are just as powerful, and it's a great place to start. Even if it's where you finish and wind up, it's a great place to be. It's learning about love.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, where are you in the world right now?
I'm in Toronto right now.
Okay. I know that you travel a lot and the whole team travels a lot, teaching these wonderful principles all around the world with a huge, huge following around the world. So we're really grateful for your time here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Master Francisco. I've spent a lot of time with their organization and Master Shaw, and it's a really true, beautiful, pure body of work. And the book is called Greatest Love, Unblock Your Life in 30 Days with Unconditional Love. And it's a book of practice. I opened the show talking about this, about a daily practice that you can use for grounding and reminding yourself who you really truly are. And that helps you throughout your day, losing your sense of who you are when you maybe get angry or frustrated or upset or any of the other emotions that come in. Having a daily practice, reminding yourself why you're here, your connection with the divine and your connection with yourself is probably one of the best ways to stay mindful and create what you want in your life. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's a true joy and a pleasure. I think I just want to thank Gina Salvati, executive producer of the show, and Joyce Walker, producer, and Kiana, thank you so much for engineering here at KPFK, and thank you all so much for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to our website, which is theawareshow.com. We have a community site on there of the 4,000 interviews that we've done over the past 18 years, which is essentially a transformational library categorized and searchable. So you can check that out at theawareshow.com, one of the truly most valuable libraries there on the internet. Thank you so much. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.